Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. We are back from the break, thank you for staying with us. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 741 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. The Defense Intelligence of Ukraine informed that its unit managed to sink Russian Black Sea Fleet patrol ship Sergei Kotov in an attack by Ukrainian Magura V-5 drones, reports Ukrainska Pravda. The mission was conducted in cooperation with the Ukrainian Navy and with the support of Ukraine's Ministry of Digital Transformation. It is reported that the Russian patrol vessel Sergei Kotov sustained damage to its stern, starboard, and port sides as a result of the strike by 5 Marine drones. The Kotov was hit in the Ukrainian territorial waters near the Kerch Strait, Crimea. The value of the sunken ship is estimated at around $65 million. It also had a military helicopter Ka-29 on board. At least 7 Russian sailors were killed in the attack, another 6 wounded. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for commanders of Russia's long-range aviation Sergei Kobylyash and the Russian Black Sea Fleet Viktor Sokolov as part of the investigation into potential Russian war crimes in Ukraine, reports LBUA. The Chamber of Pretrial Proceedings believes that both suspects are responsible for missile strikes launched by forces under their command against Ukraine's electricity infrastructure between 10th of October 2022 and 9th of March 2023. Kobylyash and Sokolov are accused of committing war crimes, which included attacking civilian objects, causing excessive accidental harm to civilians or causing damage to civilian objects, as well as a crime against humanity which involved committing inhumane acts. The court stated that there are reasonable grounds to believe that they are individually criminally responsible for the aforementioned crimes, as well as that they gave orders to commit crimes and did not exercise proper control over the forces subordinate to them. The warrants are issued under the heading Secret to protect witness and ensure the safety of the investigation. However, given that Russia continues to strike civilian targets in Ukraine, the chamber believes that public awareness of the warrants can help prevent future crimes. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed this decision. He said that once international justice starts working, it cannot be stopped. Quote, "Justice for Ukraine, for Ukrainians, and for the international community as a whole will definitely be restored," unquote, said the president. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Deputy Minister of Strategic Industries of Ukraine Hanna Hvozdyar said that Ukrainian drone manufacturers are already capable of producing up to 150,000 units of products every month. And by the end of the year, Ukraine can reach a total of 2 million drones, reports Interfax Ukraine. The deputy minister stressed that with additional funding, production can be increased multiple times. In total, about 200 domestic companies are involved in this sector, of which almost 60 have already received state funding. The government allocated about 40 billion hryvnias, over $1 billion, for the organization of production.
We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.